Norbert Nipkin, read by Robert McConnell.
It was a perfect day for Nipkins young and old. The autumn sun was slanting through leaves of red and gold. The Nipkins scampered to and fro, played tag and hide and seek. Everything was perfect in their forest by the creek. They swung from strands of spider web or stretched out in the sun. Some hid behind the mushrooms and had all sorts of fun. It was a perfect day for Nipkins. The air was sweet and warm, but they knew the time was coming for snow and sleet and storm. So they danced across the forest floor to enjoy this autumn day, for a Nipkin never hesitates when he has a chance to play. But I'm sure you know about Nipkins and what they like to do. Perhaps you've heard some stories. Well, all of those are true. A Nipkin lives in the forest, among the leaves of green. He's so very small and clever that he's seldom ever seen. But he isn't hard to recognize. You'd know him in a wink. You couldn't mistake a Nipkin, no matter what you think. He's a tiny little fellow, with a longish, turned-up nose. He has little floppy ears and little pointy toes. His eyes are always opened wide. His cheeks are slightly red. He often wears a stocking hat upon his Nipkin head. He's much smaller than a dwarf, even smaller than an elf. Why, you could put 100 Nipkins upon your bedroom shelf. But the autumn sun was sinking, night was falling fast, and all the little Nipkins scurried home at last. They dashed along the pathways, but not through fear or fright, for Nipkins dearly love the woods that come alive. In the mystic, magic forest, when the moon hangs low and yellow, the dewdrops gather on the leaves, and the air is rich and mellow. For each and every Nipkin, this time can't come too soon, to search out bits of crystal called pebbles of the moon. They also gather fairy dust as it sparkles in the sky. There's always a trace left over when their pixie friends flit by. Nipkins live in cozy rooms beneath the forest floor, and each small home is guarded by a tiny wooden door. In such a snuggly habitat, so much like one another, lived little Norbert Nipkin with his nanny, father, and mother. Norbert was a happy boy, as Nipkin children are. He loved to play outside all day, but never wandered far. He listened to his father and did what mother said. He always brushed his Nipkin teeth before he went to bed. This evening, Nanny Nipkin sat Norbert by her knee and told him very sternly to listen carefully. "Norbert, dear," said Nanny, "'tis a dangerous time of year. The leaves have fallen from the trees, and the snow will soon be here. It's a terrible time for Nipkins, so do just what I say, and be very, very careful when you go outside to play." "You've heard of the giants," said Nanny. "You've heard of the terrible Zlogs. You know that they live in the caves, up past the marsh and the bogs. A Zlog is a horrible creature. He stretches clear up to the sky. There's nothing more creepy and scary than to look a Zlog right in the eye. His nose is as long as forever. His eyebrows are bushy and thick. His teeth are as sharp as the wind, and his breath would make anyone sick. But there are things even more gruesome. Some horrible things about Zlogs. They think nothing is so delicious as garter snakes, toads, and live frogs. Except for one thing, little Norbert. And this is the worst part of all. They like to go hunting for nipkins when leaves start to turn in the fall. But what would they do with the nipkin? It was really quite hard to believe. You'll have to admit, for a nipkin, Norbert was more than naive. What would they do with a nipkin? His parents both yelled in one voice. What would you do as a Zlog if you were given the choice? Why, you'd lurk in the forest in autumn, and you'd look for some nipkins to follow. Then you'd lift them right up by their britches, and you'd gulp them right down in one swallow. Little Norbert's ears drooped down, and his knees began to knock. You could tell by his frightened nipkin eyes he was in a state of shock. But he promised to be oh so careful when he went outside to play. He promised to be very good. What else could Norbert say? Meanwhile, up in the mountains, in a cave past the marsh and the bogs, huddled round a blazing fire, sat a family of terrible Zlogs. There was mother and father and uncle. And then there was old Grandpa Zlog, and a boy not much older than Norbert, who went by the first name of Grog. Tomorrow'd be special for Grog. He'd never before been so glad. For the first time he'd go nipkin picking with his grandpa, uncle, and dad. Don't forget your nipkin sack, said Grandpa full of glee. Tomorrow you'll fill it with nipkins as quick as 1, 2, 3. At lunch or in the evening, I like my nipkins roasted. But then, of course, for breakfast, I prefer my nipkins toasted. I love to fry them in a pan and nibble on their knees. It seems every part of a nipkin is guaranteed to please. So the very next morning at daybreak, when the nipkins were at play, the earth began to tremble, and the trees began to sway.
The Zlogs are coming! The Zlogs are coming! You could feel the nipkins' fright.
They scampered home like lightning and locked their doors up tight. But little Norbert Nipkin was far too slow that day. He was hiding behind a toadstool, yet Grog spied him right away. He picked Norbert up by his britches and opened his log jaw wide. But Norbert managed to yell one word before he was inside. Stop! Cried little Norbert. I'm far too young to die. I'm far too little to boil, or roast, or toast, or fry.
Who was that? Said Grog.
It sounded just like a moan. He peered at the forest around him, but was very much alone.
It's me, cried Norbert Nipkin. You're holding me right in your hand.
And when Grog looked down at Norbert, he was far too stunned to stand. So he sat right down on the hillside and tried to get over his shock, for he knew how good nipkins tasted, but didn't know nipkins could talk. And as he got speaking with Norbert, he found life is full of surprises. They really were not that much different, except for their names and their sizes.
They both had a mother and father. They both loved the summer and fall. It was only their eating habits that made them much different at all. The meeting of strangers is funny. It's odd how it so often ends. After less than an hour together, the Nipkin and Zlog were close friends. Then suddenly a Zlog appeared, and his hungry eyes searched round. His Nipkin sack was so heavy, it was dragging on the ground. "Have you caught any Nipkins?" he queried. "I'm sure you understand." "No," answered Grog quite calmly, as Norbert hid in his hand. Grog was such a special friend. How could Norbert ask for more? He carried him safely and surely right up to his own small door. But before they said bye to each other, they talked for a moment or two, mostly of plans for the future and all that they wanted to do. "My Nipkin picking days are done," said Norbert's new friend Grog. "There's really nothing more tasty than gartersnake, toad, or frog." And little Norbert Nipkin had learned his lesson well. You shouldn't judge by appearances. That's not the way to tell. The meeting of strangers is funny. It's odd how it so often ends. After less than an hour together, it's really not hard to be friends. Just the beginning.